Pretty day, and I'm down at Clementine's house again. We're going to talk a little bit more today. Clementine, I made a couple of notes here, some things I wanted to ask you about. One of them was that one of the paintings that you paint is called Uncle Tom's Cabin. And I just wondered, do you remember when you were a little girl hearing the story of Uncle Tom's Cabin?
When I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you live down there on what they call Little Eva Plantation?
Yeah, Merrill.
Right.
Did
you ever hear the story of Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Uh-uh.
You paint that picture that's called Uncle Tom's
Cabin.
Yeah,
I painted the picture, but I don't even know how it looked.
Yeah.
But I just painted
right.
And see Uncle Tom.
Where'd you first hear Uncle Tom, Little Eva?
I heard a Little Eva by Mr. Francois.
Because
I know so Little Eva's place as you call it.
Right. You know, some people say that story about Uncle Tom's Cabin took place down at Little Eva Plantation, that Uncle Tom and the cabin was really down there. And I thought maybe when you were a child you might have heard that story. Okay, there was another thing that I thought about I wanted to ask you, and that is that you told me one time how much cotton you used to pick.
150.
Right. Did you pick cotton when you were a little girl?
Yes. Not too little. I was about 15 or 16 when I picked cotton.
Yeah. And you liked to pick cotton, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked to pick cotton. I could pick now if I could.
How much could you pick? How much cotton could you pick?
I did.
Yeah.
150.
150 pounds?
Sometimes 200.
Ooh, Clementine, that's a lot of cotton. That's a lot of cotton.
It was easy to pick.
You got to have a good strong back though, don't you? Pull that sack along.
But yeah, you pull the sack, you know, till it get heavy. When it get heavy, you're empty.
Mm-hmm.
Pick some up. So empty that.
And you like to pick cotton?
Yeah, I love to pick cotton. I like to pick cotton.
Did y'all go in the fields early in the morning?
No, because I couldn't pick no jute cotton. You know, in the morning early, that cotton full of jute,
mm-hmm.
And I couldn't pick that. I had to
wait
till
it's too heavy, huh?
No, it wasn't too heavy. It just stick on my hand.
I see.
I wait till the jute dried, then mm-hmm. I picked the cotton.
And then you'd stay in the fields till the sun would go down?
Yeah. No, not, not down about 5 o'clock. I reckon the sun was real kind of day.
What'd you do about eating? Did you take your lunch with you or something?
Sometimes I'd be picking close to the house.
Yeah.
You know, close to the house. Good angle.
Did you ever pick any cotton after you went to work in the kitchen over at Melrose?
Yeah, sometime in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pick cotton in the evening. Pick cotton, then it was hoeing then, you know.
Yeah.
Hoe cotton.
I was thinking driving down here about Francois. Do you remember when he first came to Melrose? Were you cooking at Melrose when he first came?
Yeah, I was cooking. I was cooking right down the one, showed him all through the yard. Yeah.
Was his eyesight getting bad already then?
Yeah, it was already bad.
Mm-hmm. And when he came, he moved in, which of those houses down there did he move in?
I believe him and Mr. You know how what he was staying in.
Yeah, that's
in
old.
The hospital.
In the hospital, it's called Yucca House. They call it.
Yeah,
the one they fixed.
We call it the old hospital.
Yeah. Well, when Francois first came to Melrose, was Lyle Saxon already here, or did he come later?
Let me see. I believe he come later, cause. Him, Mr. Francois, and Mr. Pipes.
James Register.
Yeah,
James Pipes Register.
Yeah, come
right.
Here together. I don't know if they come here together, but they come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One night behind her, Mrs. Lyle wasn't there. Not then.
Yeah.
Him, Mr. Francois, and Mr. Pipes stayed in their house.
Yeah. And then Lyle Saxon came later?
Yeah, after that, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then. Was James gone then, or was he still here when Lyle Saxon came?
I believe he's still here. I believe her. Mm-hmm. I ain't too sure. But I believe he's here.
And did you cook for them? Did they go to the big house to eat? Or did you take the meals to them? Or
sometimes
what?
I take them in the morning. Mm-hmm. But at dinner,
yeah.
Or they go get their own dinner. Their own dinner.
Well, y'all must have. There were other people in and out down at Melrose about that time, too, weren't there? Other people who lived in some of the houses in Melrose. Weren't there people who painted and some other people who wrote?
Them people who painted, they didn't live there.
They just came and visited.
Yeah, when time to paint, right. When they come. Right. But they didn't live there.
Well, you always had a lot of people to feed then, didn't you, every time you cooked?
Most of them was all the children.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly, it wasn't hardly much strangers.
Yeah.
Just in the holiday, I guess, the strangers.
Clementine, do you remember Miss Cammie Henry's husband?
Dunham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you cooking there when he died? Or did you start cooking on the big house after he died?
I believe I was cooking there when he died, 9 then.
Uh-huh.
I didn't cook regularly.
Right.
Just right. Sometime. I'd help out sometime. Yes, he died in the old store. Not that new store on that side. That store was on...
Over on the same side of the house?
Yeah.
And there was a store there and they tore it down?
They tore it down and built that across the road.
Yeah. And that was before he died or after he died?
After he died, they built that across there.
I see. Well, Clementine, how did you start painting? Francois says that there was a lady named Alberta Kinsey who came to Melrose and used to paint some.
Mm-hmm.
And that when she left one time, she left some brushes and some paints with you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you started painting then?
Yeah.
What did you paint on first?
On them box top like that, John.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of old
cardboard.
Board. I didn't have no board like I got now. I didn't have that. I just pick up anything and paint on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you paint a lot right at first or just
no,
a little bit?
But I'd paint most. Every time I wasn't doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
I'd pick up something. Sometime I'd come along the road and see a board what I could paint on and
right.
Pick it up and paint on that. I didn't worry. And every one I'd paint, I'd give it away.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was, worth nothing to keep it.
Yeah.
And I just give them away.
You like to paint.
I just like to paint. She just give me the paint, and I just like to paint.
Yeah. Did you? I think you told me one time that you painted a lot at night when you first started painting.
Oh yeah,
paint
I paint at
night.
Yeah.
Cause you're working.
I'd mark my pictures at night.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pencil and mark them by the lamp. Like things would come in my mind. Well, I'd mark them.
Yeah. Who taught you how to take a pencil and mark your pictures? To anybody, you just did it yourself?
I did it myself because I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
And you draw them in and then you paint over them?
Yeah.
When you first started painting, where did you get your paints from?
Miss Alberta.
Mm-hmm. And she kept on bringing your paints after
when
that?
When she comes, she would bring me some. She'd leave, her paint, what she'd paint with. Well, that's what she'd leave me. She wouldn't bring me no
right.
New paint, what she bought. She'd leave me some of that what she was painting with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I paint with.
And then after that, James Pipes Register started bringing you some paints, did he? And Francois? Where'd you, after Alberta Kinsey stopped coming, where'd you get your paints?
Well, I don't know, sometimes Miss Henry would give me some paint.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'd have it there.
Right.
They have paint there what they use.
Mm-hmm. She paint some too, Clementine?
She might have when she was teaching school.
Uh-huh.
But some of that, maybe her daughter, sister, some of them children.
Right.
But I never did bought no, they never did say bought no paint.
Mm-hmm.
That just leftover paint,
yeah.
What I paint with. But it was good paint.
When you first started painting, what what did you paint? What, you know, what came in you? You said you just painted
things that came in your head. I don't know what I painted. I just painted anything. I didn't exactly keep up with what I painted. Yeah. I just painted anything. Children, try to paint people, everything.
Yeah.
What came in my mind.
You didn't, the first paintings you painted, you didn't sign your name to it all, did you?
I didn't sign none.
Right.
None of it.
And then how did you, who taught you how to make that CH?
I'm making myself.
And you made it one way when you first started?
Yes. I made it like that clean up until I know Miss Henry and them had H's in there.
Yeah.
And I changed it because I thought sister was so mean sometimes. I thought maybe it didn't mess me up because she's mean.
You talking about little Cammie?
Yeah.
Miss Cammie.
And so when I noticed she had H in her name, well, I changed mine.
Mm-hmm. So that's when you turn your C backwards?
Yeah. She kind of getting a little, I bleed a little better now.
Is she better? I was
wondering. I bleed so because she called, a little Cammie called me yesterday. And she tried to say something, but I never could understand what she said. She was talking to me all right, but I couldn't understand nothing she said.
Now that was Cammie the third you were talking to, right?
Yeah.
But you said her mother was a little better.
Yeah, the mother talked to me herself.
Oh, you talked to her.
Yeah, that's her, what I couldn't understand.
I see.
What she said. But little Cammie called me for to talk with her mama.
I see. Well, I'm glad to know she's
still. See, mama was want to talk to me, but she talked it all right, but I couldn't understand what she said.
Mm-hmm.
But I know she get in the hospital.
Well, I'm glad she's better. Did you, when you first started painting, her mother was still alive, Miss Henry was still alive, wasn't she?
Oh, yes, she was alive.
What did she think about your pictures?
But she didn't know some of my pictures. I was making them nuns.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was doing.
Right.
For her. She wanted them black nuns.
Right.
That's what I was painting.
She never did see any pictures of
no,
you.
No, she ain't seen none.
But Francois liked him, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Francois liked him. Yeah, Mr. Francois liked him. I painted heat for Mr. Francois.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
And for James Register, too, didn't
he? Yeah, and then went go took his pictures. Because he kept every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Had them all up there on that back porch.
On his house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, Clementine, you know all those pictures that are upstairs in the African house now. How did you come to paint all those?
Paint them to my house.
Whose idea was that? Was that Francois' idea?
It must have been his because he wanted them big.
And he brought those great big boards to
he
your house?
He sent them over there by them boys.
I see.
And he come got them when I painted.
And you painted them and then took them back over to the house and put them up. Now what about all those paintings that used to be around the Ghana house that they sold at the auction? Remember they were up around the edge?
Well, I know I painted them.
Francois must have sent those pieces of board over to you, too.
Yeah, he had them two boys with him all the time.
Right.
Working in his garden and everything, helping them over there, and showing them where to go, you know, because he's blind. Well, he had good help, them boys.
That's a shame all of those paintings are gone, but I'm glad those are.
Well, they sure are gone. They sure took them. Joe Henry got them. I don't know all of them took them. Sister too.
You know, right before Christmas, Francois called me and said he had a Christmas present for me. And I went down to his house, and he asked me to help him get my Christmas present out of the closet, because he couldn't get it out by himself because he couldn't see, and he had a lot of things in front of it. And what it is one of those great big boards, like the boards that are in the African house. And it's a baptism. It's great big. I've got it under the bed at home because it's too big to hang up on the wall. And he says that it was one of those big ones that you did for the African house, but there wasn't any room for it, that there was one more that would go up. So he gave it to me for my collection, for my museum, for a Christmas present. Yeah. So he and I struggled and got it out of the closet, got it in the car, and I'm going to bring it down here one day and let you look at it and tell me about it, see if you remember it, you know. Clementine, do you remember the very first picture that you ever painted, the very first one?
Sure don't remember.
You think it was on a box?
No, I knew it was on a box because I didn't paint on nothing else.
Right. Now, you painted a couple window shades.
Oh, yeah.
Two. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get those window shades from?
I got them from... Took my own window shade sometime down when
took
I got that up.
How many window shades do you think you probably painted on?
I didn't paint no more than about... Maybe about three window shades.
Right. Dr. Ryan's got one, I think.
Let me see, I believe you.
And Dr. Worsley's got one.
She got one?
I think she's got one hanging in her office. Next time you go to her office out in the waiting room, look on the wall and see if she doesn't have a window shade in there. I think she has.
She might have,
think she does.
I know she got a lot of my pictures.
Yeah, she does have a lot of your pictures in her office out there. Mm-hmm. She likes your pictures as much as I do. But you painted on some boxes and things, you think, probably before you painted those window shades.
Oh, yeah, I was getting all that together.
Right. Just anything
it
you could
was all
find.
The same time.
Right.
I was painting that. But much as you talk, I'm thinking about what won't that woman come talking about some little girl coming here with a picture. I don't know what little girl that is.
No, either. Let me,
Maybe Jack little girl might have come here with one like that.
Well, she might have.
Because she had nothing.
Well, Dolores hadn't borrowed any of them or anything, brought them back?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, that little girl over there had one like that, because they got something like that. And she might have come here with that, but I don't know come here with it for what.
I don't either.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. I'll talk to Tommy and we'll see if we can't find out something about that. And I'll call you back tonight.
Yeah, because I don't know nothing about that. Unless it's Quita. Had one of them pictures and brought it back. Because sometimes she take one of them things off of there and go home with it and come back.
Yeah.
But she's little, you know.
Yeah, I know. Quita's a little bitty.
Mm-hmm.
A little bitty girl.
I ain't seen nobody else come here. Jack ain't even. Yeah, Jack got one. I believe Jack got one. No, Jack ain't got no picture. Yeah.
Well, listen, Clementine, the first time I ever remember seeing your pictures was about 1946 or 1947. I had just gotten married, and I lived in a little apartment in Natchitoches. It was about a block and a half away from Mills Powell's drugstore. Remember where Mills Powell's drugstore was? On the corner there in Natchitoches by the bridge. Did you ever go in there? And Mrs. Mills Powell had some of your pictures in there she was selling. And I went in there, and I wanted one real bad, but I didn't have much money. I just gotten married. Making ends meet, you know. And I didn't buy one then, but I always thought about them. And then after that, my husband died, and I went off to school. And when I came back and started teaching at Northwestern, the first year I was there was in 1963. And I decided I'd come down here and buy a picture from you. So I came down one day by myself, went up to your door down in the other house when you lived down at Melrose. You came to the door, and I told you who I was, and I said, I want to buy a picture. And you brought this picture right here out. This one right here. And I bought it from you. And that's the first one I ever bought. Now, I wonder if you'd tell me a little bit about what that is.
That's Black Jesus.
That's Black Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And the angel.
On the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Have you painted very many like that?
Well, not too many.
Yeah.
Black Jesus.
You think Jesus was black or white?
I don't know if he's black or white.
All depends on how you think about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, because, well, everybody said Black Jesus. So I thought I'd make him black.
Well, that's one of my favorite ones. It might be the favorite one.
And Mr. Francois liked it, a Black Jesus, too, because he had a big, I had a big Black Jesus in the wash house. Mm-hmm. I know who got the big one. Mm-hmm. And he had it nailed up there. Right. Up
it was over there. A fireplace, wasn't it?
Over the in the wash house.
Right.
But they got a fireplace inside.
Yeah.
And he had it over there.
Now, which house is the wash house? Is that what they call a garden house? Is that the one by the garden?
Yeah, it was the garden.
Right, uh-huh. Right. That's the one they call the Ghana house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that in there. And I think I've seen some pictures of Black Jesus in there.
Yeah, they had a lot of pictures up there. And Mr. Francois had a disc. And with the top come down.
Mm-hmm.
And I had paint him a big baptizing on that. You see, when they raised it up, you could see.
Mm-hmm.
And when he could leave it up, but he always turns it down. Right. And I had one of them quilts, what I made hanging up in there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, you make them on paper.
Yeah.
And I had one of them hanging up in there.
You know, I've got two of those quilts, and that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about, is those quilts. How did you come to make those quilts? Who gave you that idea?
Nobody at all. Just got them and start to fool them.
Yeah.
That's all. I got my little pieces and somebody gave me some pieces. They didn't give me them many, but some lady used to sew.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie, my granddaughter, she sews and she gave me some scraps.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got scraps and made it.
What, how'd you happen to think about putting them on those sacks the way you did?
On what?
On those sacks. You put them on paper.
Uh-huh.
On the back, you sewed them on the paper like
uh-huh.
that?
Somewhere.
The two I have are like that. And some of them are sewed to corn chop sacks.
Yes.
Sacks of chops came in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I cut them the size I want them.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on there. I cut them by like that.
Yeah.
And sew them on that, place them on that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know how to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that. I learned how to put them together. Very easy after that.
Just, I guess you just tried until it
then
all
fit.
Then
I put them together, huh? Right. Yeah.
How many of those quilts you think you made?
Hmm?
How many of those quilts you think you
probably
made?
I don't know.
I mean,
it was so much trouble. I don't know. I might have just painted. Let me see. Made three. I believe I made three. Because
mm-hmm.
I made it for one of my, made one for one of my friends on Little Road. In a long time. She got hers, don't she? Don't know what's there.
She still got it?
She still got hers. I know she got hers.
What's her name?
They call her Coot. She been handed. That's, I believe that's the last one I painted.
Mm-hmm.
Put together, you
right.
know.
Were all of your quilts the same thing? The two that I have, both have the big house on them and,
uh-huh.
and the other little houses at Melrose. Were they all like that, you think?
But they had a kind. What kind you got?
The kind I got, it's pieces of material that are cut and sewed together on paper. But some of the pieces are put together to look like the big house and then the other little houses on the side.
No, that ain't the kind she got.
What kind she got?
She got one was sewed on cloth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you how I had them cut.
I'll have to bring mine down here and let you look at it. And you can, we'll talk about it some more.
I'll I wish I could sew like I used to. I can't sew no more. I can't thread my needle.
Your hand's still hurting you?
Mm-hmm. It's still hurting, and then it's stiff. I can't thread mm-hmm. no needle no more.
Yeah.
You see like this?
Yeah.
See, I put them on the edge like that.
Yeah.
And it'd be a different kind.
Right. That's the kind mine is.
That's the kind of mm-hmm. No, that's the kind that woman got. Yeah. See, but you got to put them different to make it, you know. Put them like this.
Right, right.
And you put them the way you can sew them.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you make another block, you put it on the block. This way.
Right.
You got to make them like that.
Yeah,
one.
Right.
Know how to put them together. Mm-hmm. That's the way. But it was some trouble. And the heavy, when you get your, I put mine on lower, some lower. Like you make sacks out of?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I make. Put on there.
Right.
Make some block like.
Did you make those to go on a bed, or did you just make them to hang on a wall, or you just made them because you
no,
wanted to?
No, they're too heavy to hang on a wall. Make them put on a bed.
Right.
Like a person going on a long trip in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Well, that was good for
right.
that heavy right. cook.
Where does this friend of yours live, you say, that has one
day? Way down yonder. Where down on Little River. Where down Little River. Her husband bought that crib.
Long time ago?
Oh yeah, long time. Been a long time Mr. Saxon was living.
Mm-hmm.
All them people were living, now they all dead. All
right. Has she got hers hanging up down there?
She put that on the bed. She ain't bought it.
Oh, it's on her bed.
Yeah, she ain't bought that to put on, hang up. It's too heavy to hang up, isn't it? She put on the
She bed. Bought it from you a long time ago when you first made it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't suppose she'd want to sell it, huh?
She wouldn't sell that quilt for nothing. Her husband wouldn't sell it. They wanted that quilt too bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They wanted that quilt.
And they still got it, huh?
Yeah,
well, now Francois had one, didn't he, hanging up in his house somewhere?
Yeah, he hanged that up.
I thought he had one that was hanging
up. He had one made on paper.
Yeah.
He hanged that up.
Yeah.
Because it was light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't hang that heavy paper.
Now, the one that he had that was made on paper, is that different from the kind
yeah,
that this woman
yeah,
has down
there?
I'd like to see that one that she's got down there.
Oh. That's like yours.
Well, and mine's kind of, mine's like Francois's though. Mine's on paper. So I don't think I've ever seen the kind that she's got.
You ain't see that, Mr. Dr. Ryan got? Mm-hmm. I believe Dr. Ryan got one.
Mm-hmm. No, both of the ones that I have are made on paper. That's the only kind I've seen.
Oh, well, that, you ain't saw that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. No, I'd like to see it. I wonder if I went to her house sometimes if she'd show it to me.
She showed it to me.
Yeah.
But I think she's in the hospital now. Sick. I ain't saw her done since about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I see her daughter.
Yeah.
Her daughter's there. Up there. Close to that juke place up here.
Mm-hmm.
That's her husband, her and her husband run there.
What's their name?
That's Adrell, they call her, mm-hmm. but that's her daughter. But her mother's still on Little River.
Yeah.
But that's Little Willie,
mm-hmm.
they call his juke place.